I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Who has been fired as John Patton's social media manager. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
Oh, g'day, Michael. Happy New Year, buddy. God, it's just so disappointing to start on a bad note. You know, I really wanted to start 2021. You know, we had a shock in 2020 with the plandemic and everything that's gone down there. And I thought, 2021, this is Rosie's year.
Start anew. No more 5G. Bill Gates not doing what he does anymore.
Gone. The Proud Boys, we're standing up, we're standing by, we're coming back. We just had one little incident in the Capitol. We'll be back.
You're just mucking around, having fun. Mucking around, we're pumping them up.
Pumping them up. That's what we're doing at the Capitol.
And joining me is a man whose audition to replace Bruce McAvaney has been rejected. And joining me is a man, he was furious the AFL has reverted back to a day grand final. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
Not only was I a fan of the night grand final, but I wanted the game to be at 2:30. Mm-hmm. But I wanted a 2:30 a.m. grand final.
Okay, gotcha. So we're thinking like maybe getting to other markets around the world?
Well, I mean, there's that. Sure, I hadn't considered that. But I say, if your team or you're set for a grand final party, what better than to start drinking at midday on the Friday? You watch the grand final parade, right? You get on the gas.
Yeah, sure.
And then what better injection into the economy, and especially the black economy, Michael, are you going to get for people to be able to, you know, the government wants the economy to get, kickstarted again.
For sure.
What better way than a cash injection into our revered dealers around the country as people fight to stay up for a 2:30 a.m. grand final?
Gotcha. So a little pick-me-up, I suppose, people won't be after.
Exactly. And then you go to, how good would a celebratory grand final breakfast be? Where you rock up and they go, mate, you can't bring your kebab in. And you go, what are they fucking serving? You got bacon and egg muffins, you fuckheads? And so I just think it's just, and again, like you said, sure, opens up into a new market. But I just think you bring a different kind of person. You're going to get your traditional people going to the game and watching the game. But now you're tapping into a market who probably aren't even aware that there's a thing called football. And now, as they're dancing on a bar top, they're like, oh, what's this game up there? That looks pretty cool.
You keep on mentioning kebabs and, you know, egg McMuffins or whatever, but I find that the people involved in the stuff that you're talking about...
Yeah. A lot of appetite suppression, is that where you're getting at?
They're not a big fan of food.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a very good point.
And joining me is a man who has called for radical change at Collingwood. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
Like, everyone's laying the boots into Collingwood. Mm-hmm. And as much, you know, it pains me. It pains me to see Collingwood struggling like this. I mean, you know, they have one or two slight mismanagements with their list, and all of a sudden, people are coming for them. This is a team that played in a grand final in 2018. They played in a prelim in 2019. And although they were both really close losses, it brought no joy to anyone.
No. I think we passed the hat around for Collingwood, didn't we? Because we felt so bad for them.
Yeah, it's not like people barracked for GWS in that prelim as though their life depended on it. That is not how it played out.
It's not like when they won over in Perth last year in that first final by point. It's not like the supporters of 17 other teams went, that's fucking bullshit.
That didn't happen. And I'm glad it didn't happen because they deserve better than that.
And joining me is a man who is thrilled that John Worsfold is back at Carlton. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
We have brought back into the fold a man who basically coasted through his last year at Essendon. Mm-hmm. He sort of sat on the bench. He may have chatted to some players. But
he made a few TikTok videos.
Yeah, see? He's a man who's committed to what he does. He sat on the bench, he took a big paycheck, and he went back to Perth. So he lived in Melbourne, his family lived in Perth, and he went, I'm back in Perth. Fuck, I hate my family. I want to jump back on the East Coast. And so Carlton went, oh, you want a job? And you're not really that committed to what you were doing, even though the last job you did it for like 4 years. And we were kind of happy that you brought us out of a drug saga, but you weren't really trying that hard, Woosha. Carlton saw that and went, we need this man. We need him back.
He's the game changer right there.
And so Carlton have hired John Worsfold as a mentor to David Teague. And of course it happens. He flies into Melbourne. Perth is currently in a three-day lockdown. We're recording this on the Sunday at about 6:30 during the Port Adelaide and St Kilda game. He can't actually sit in the box. He can't do the job. He can't do the job that we've hired him for. So we've got this really highly paid spectator sitting there watching it going, well, this is shit.
And joining me is a man who agrees with Dimmer Hardwick that Richmond should not be playing home games at Marvel Stadium. It's Adam Rosenbach.
G'day, Michael. We've got a lot to get to. Huge show. But, you know, Dimmer and I were cut from the same cloth, wouldn't you say? Like, we're very, very similar men. I'm with him, though. They shouldn't be playing at Marvel Stadium. What should happen is the AFL should rebuild Waverley, the old VFL park, knock down the houses, put the stands back up and go, all right, Richmond, you don't want to play at Marvel? You fucking go on to Waverley.
And joining me, a man who is very disappointed with Michael Christian, it's Adam Rosenbach.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers. Hope you're having a great week. And it's disappointing to start off on this note. The MRO.
I can see it on your face. Yeah.
I know. You know I didn't want to talk about it, but it's been the hot talking point of the week. The MRO have had an absolute fucking shocker. Now, Nick Holman, Gold Coast Suns player, laid a tackle on Mitch Duncan. Duncan got concussed out of the tackle, and he's got 2 weeks for a rundown tackle from behind. And can I just say, MRO, match review officer, Michael Christian, what the fuck are you doing? Why did he only get 2 weeks? This is an 8-week suspension.
Yep. If
possibly a season. Like you, Michael, we have to stamp tackling out of this game. I think if we're going to get... If you're going to get people, you know, you want kids on board, you want the women's game to grow, we need to make it so safe that no one can ever get hurt again on this field that we play our great game on, Michael. That's where I'm standing at.
You make a good point. I mean, you know, there are parents with kids in the stands, and when they see a player tackle another player. How do you explain that kind of stuff to your kids? Like, how do you look them in the eye and, you know, explain what a tackle is? I mean, it's out of line.
Kids are frightened. They see that out in the field. They're like, oh, I don't want to play this game. Like, when you see a contested mark, you just go, oh, that is ugly. That is ugly. It should be an uncontested mark where you're alone inside 50. Perhaps you get a Joe the Goose handball over the top for a goal. That's the way our great game has been built. And the AFL had its chance to put its foot down, to stamp it out once and for all. And they've fucking missed the mark. And, you know, there's every chance that Nick Holman may get off. And that will send a fucking horrific message to the... You know where it hurts most? The lower leagues, Michael. They will think...
It just trickles down, doesn't it, Adam?
It filters down, mate. It filters down. Like, you will drive past a game on a suburban ground and you will see children, boys and girls, tackling each other. And it's just... It's just, I don't know if I can.
God.
We might have to pull this podcast.
And joining me is a man who has been fired as Mark Robinson's IT specialist. It's Adam Rosenbach.
Oh, g'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers. Mate, it's a cavalcade of jobs that I'm losing this year. I just keep getting sacked. I bounce around a lot, Michael, but this one I thought was just going to be the easiest gig in the world, to look after Robbo's internet technical
set up, like, I mean, you figure you get that tap on the shoulder, because I imagine Robbo headhunted you, and you go, okay, Adam, I need email, so I need mrobinson69@hotmail.com, and then I need Pornhub. Like, that's very easy, very easy.
Yeah. So he hired me. We're at the TAB, and I said, I'm going to go to the pokies, Robbo, you want to come? And he said, mate, I don't know how the pokies work, and I said, I know how these things operate, and I showed him. Because I'm an IT specialist.
Yeah, three in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. And I got him onto the pokies, and I got him into the animated greyhounds as well. So set him up for life. So I was in charge of Robbo's internet, and I said, mate, I've got this fucking sweet dial-up 56K modem.
Mm-hmm.
That have you got a landline, Robbo? And he's like, well, look at me. Of course I fucking have a landline. And so we'd plugged it in, and so he was zooming in to the Bucks press conference because Nathan Buckley obviously resigned this week as Collingwood coach.
Yeah, sure. Resigned.
And Robbo's internet just wasn't quite up to scratch as he was on the Zoom. Now, Junk Timers, if there has ever been a video that summed a person up more perfectly, go and watch Robbo on Nathan Buckley's Zoom presser as he tries to, in a dignified manner, say that he's stepping down as Collingwood coach, and Robbo just fucking ramshackles his way all the way through it. Just how fucking funny.
It was awesome. Now, you guys showed it on Front Bar, like kind of like, I suppose, an edited version. I think there's about a 3-minute version floating around on Twitter, but it was fucking amazing. And just, if that happened to like another journo, you'd be like,
if it happened to Jake Clark, you'd be like, oh, he's just got bad internet.
Bad internet, you know, like you can't hear, like, oh, poor Jake. Yeah. But like, to sum up a person in a Zoom call, it was absolutely magical.
So if you haven't heard it, Junk Timers, basically they're doing the thing on Zoom because Melbourne was still in lockdown when Nathan Buckley resigned. And everyone kind of dialed in to ask Bucks questions. Now, Robbo's internet, and he kept saying, I'm out of Warrandyte. My internet's not very good. So not only was his audio fucking awful and delayed and horrific, but his vision didn't match it either. So he would be talking, and it'd be like, can you hear? No, you can't hear me. And it wasn't even matched. You couldn't even see his mouth moving. So it was so fucking delayed. And he looked like, as Mick Molloy said on the on the Front Bar, it looked like he was at the Unabomber's house. So he's wearing like a flannel. He looks like shit. He looks like he's just got up. And there's one point where he goes, can you hear me? Can you hear me? But and this is like 8 minutes in where he goes, it's Mark Robinson here. It's like, mate, everyone knows you, Robbo. You don't have to fucking say your name. And then Bucks goes, yes, Robbo, we can hear you. And then Robbo just goes, nah. It's like Nathan Buckley and Graham Wright and is it Mark Anderson, the CEO, were fucking pissing themselves. Nathan Buckley has just stepped down as Collingwood coach and they're laughing at this fuckwit on the fucking Zoom. It was one of the greatest days of all time.
And I love the idea that people were joking. It was like 11 a.m. They're like, oh, Robbo's drunk. Imagine having a reputation where you're holding down like 3 or 4 different jobs and yet still people presume at 11 a.m. you're drunk. Joining me is a man who wholeheartedly agrees with Caroline Wilson. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael. Yes, another round fucking done and or dusted. Carlton season could be over. Who knows? We'll get to that shortly. but once again, I am in wholehearted agreement with Caroline Wilson. I'm always in agreement with Caroline
Wilson. You're
very
strong on that, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And she came out this week and said that because Seb Ross and Tim Membry left the St Kilda football team, the hub that they were in or up in Cairns, and flew back to be with their families. And she said that the club and sponsors and members and teammates were disappointed that those two left to be with their families. And I agree wholeheartedly with Caroline Wilson. And I actually think we need to take it a step further. And I don't think that players, AFL or AFLW, should be allowed to have families. Full stop.
Strong point.
So basically, once you're drafted from wherever, and if you have, if you've got a high school sweetheart, the moment you get drafted, that's fucking it. It's over.
Yep.
Forget
Break
it.
Up.
You might be able to rekindle in 12 years. Maybe your career's cut tragically short. Then you can get back together. But until that point, you remain a single person who, and basically you don't talk to your family either, because you know sometimes it could be like, oh, he's left for a funeral. You go, I don't fucking want to hear about that. So you are basically living a big brother type lifestyle where you don't know anything about the outside world, and football is your only sustenance until such time as you retire.
I mean, how great would it be on draft day? I say, okay, watch the AFLM and we have the draft day. And then you kind of pick number one, pick number two, pick number three. And they shake the hand, they get the jumper. And then they get on the bed and they have a vasectomy in front of a live audience.
I'm paying to see that. I am paid. So, or as and as well as doing that, you know how, because they're sitting with their mum and dad, so they give mum, dad a bit of a kiss, bit of a hug. That's the last time they fucking see him. For if you're a good player for 16 years, you say goodbye there and then.
And joining me is a man who has been fired as Richmond's forward coach. It is Adam Rosenbach.
So I went into the Richmond meeting on Friday before the big game, and I just said, seriously, two goals. You're only playing the Saints. Two goals will do it. I don't reckon you need to do any more than that. You kick three, it's a waste of your energy.
Yep.
And it turns out St Kilda fucking kicked like six or seven. And we couldn't get him over the line. And Dimmer was fucking, geez, he was filthy at me. He just went me.
It's their lowest score since 61, I think.
That's incredible. They kicked two goals 10.
And then you think about how bad at times Richmond have been. And you still go, yeah. Oh, sheesh. And you think about the muddy grounds they would have been playing on the like.
Do you remember, you probably won't. I think it was about 91 or 2 when Carlton kicked their first goal.
With like 5 minutes to go at the Noble. It was Mark Arcieri, wasn't it?
Yes.
There we go. Done. I did fucking remember because I'm a fucking football fucking genius. And joining me is a man who is furious that Sean Burgoyne played his 400th game last night. It is Adam Rosenbach.
G'day, Michael, and I'm sorry to attack a player on your team. You know how much I revere the Hawthorn Football Club.
You respect
them. I do.
You've got a three-peat tattoo on your ankle. That's how good you are.
And it's grown even more so the closer that we've become friends. I just, you know when I'm feeling down, when I give you a call and go, just tell me about the 2014 Grand Final, please?
Yeah,
and
sure.
You just regale me, and I have the best sleeps after I give you a buzz because I'm just so content and happy that Hawthorn got a three-peat.
But you know why that story resonates with you? By the fact that morning we went to Kapapalooza, didn't we? On the morning of the 2014 Grand Final.
Yes, we did. We did. And I remember I left before I got to see the great man, and you were fortunate enough because you can waltz straight into the MCG, that you didn't have to hang around, that you didn't have to leave. So you got to meet the great man. You didn't get to meet him until many years later when he did our Zoom live show.
I just walk into the MCG members. A man takes my coat. A lady takes my gloves. But we should recap quickly Kapapalooza. So there was a pub near Southern Cross Station, not far from Marvel Stadium, where they were going to have the Wiz host Grand Final Day.
Yeah.
And they called it Kapapalooza. Maybe it was like 10, 15 bucks to get in. I'm not really sure. And we went down, and I think the Wiz were meant to get there about midday or so, and you had to go.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because I was hosting a function.
Yeah, and I had to go to the game. And so I got to hang around about 5 minutes longer than you. And so I got a little quick selfie with the Wiz, who I think was wearing... was wearing leopard skin pants.
Did he? I'm imagining with that ensemble, when you go the leopard skin pants, you almost have to go an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
I actually think you were right on the money right there. Yeah. I think you were bang on the money right there. And then from
I think it's law. I think it's law that you go, if the cops see you with leopard skin pants and you don't have an Ed Hardy t-shirt, it's like a $200 fine instantly.
And I think you just hosted the day. So I think you got up before the game, quarter time, half time, three quarter time after the game, kind of gave out prizes, maybe a drink card or whatever.
So before the game, he would have said to someone, oh, I love you like a brother, but I am from Tasmania.
Yeah.
And then at quarter time, he would have said, oh, I love you like a brother, but I am from Tasmania.
And then at halftime, he would have changed it up and he would have said, I got a 3-inch penis, 3 inches from the ground.
Great. And then three quarter time, he would have said, I love it like a brother.
But I have a 3-inch penis. Joining me is a man who has a very special announcement. It's Adam Rosenbach.
G'day, Michael. Yes, big news for the Junk Time fans. And, we've been at this, this is our seventh year. And I think it's time, Michael. I think it's time. And, we've done a great show and we're going to continue to do a great show. Don't worry about that, Junk Timers. We are in our prime. But I think it's time to announce the Junk Time succession plan. And the way it's going to work, buddy, is at the end of 2021 is I will take over the show from 2022 and replace you on the show from 2022. So it will basically be me talking to myself and you won't be on the show anymore. So The intro is going to go along the lines of, hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL podcast. For it's we're coming for you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Wayne Jackson Studios. My name is Adam Rosemarks, and joining me is a man who blah, blah, blah. It's Adam Rosemarks, and I'll take the ball. I'll throw myself over to other things that I can say back to myself.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, in 2022, it is going to be a roller coaster of a show, Junk Time.
Sure, gotcha. So this this doppelganger of you, okay? So I mean, it's
And you, mate, you are welcome to field any offers from any other podcasts that may back the money truck up at the end of this year. Like, if you, I know you're contracted till the end of 21, but if anyone comes to you now and says, "Hey, dude, I'm starting up a podcast. Can you join it?" Mate, feel free to go. Like, jump at it. It's explore all your options.
Yeah, sure. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, sure. Because I mean, I have been in talks with Joe Rogan because I feel like he hasn't radicalized enough school shooters yet. So I
exactly. There's a market there for it, mate. So absolutely. And you know, this gives you the year tour to say thank you to all your fans. Because you know what, Michael, I'm worried about your health. I've spoken to your family.
Are you worried about my health? Do you think I'm gonna maybe possibly die?
Yes, yes. I mean, I know that's what Eddie McGuire said about Mick Malthouse, but I do love you, and that's why I'm so worried, and I'm so concerned about you. That I want you to fuck off.
Yeah, sure. Now, can I spend the next decade passive aggressively speaking out in the media about
you? Hang on. At which bit has Mick Malthouse been passive?
And joining me is a man who regrets taking medical advice from Jaden Stevenson. It's Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael. COVID has descended upon this great game, but I'm only just coming around to this thing that people call COVID. I had been listening to my good buddy Jaden Stevenson. Now, we became really close mates when he was at Collingwood, and I used to give him great odds through Junk Bet him. How many, you know, first goal kicker, last goal kicker, how many is he going to kick? Seven possessions, eight possessions, whatever was going to load up a lot of money and mean that we could launder more. We were happy to take whatever Jaden Stevenson bets he wanted to load up on.
Just take it to the casino, get it exchanged for chips, and then walk around for a bit and then cash out.
Yep. Yeah, lose a dollar and then go get your check and you walk out with some clean money. But Jaden, because I trust him and love him so much, I trusted his medical advice, and he seemed to think that this week that the media had been overhyping COVID, and it's not actually a thing. It wouldn't be a thing if the media didn't bring it up. And I kind of went all in on Jaden telling me this sort of shit. And like, I'd spent $15,000 on a Peter Evans biocharger.
Fair enough. Yeah, of course.
I probably shouldn't have dipped into my super to grab that, but you know, I just thought it was a good idea. When they said I went to get my, now everyone thinks I got two Pfizer vaccines, but when I went up there, I just gave him a bit of a nudge and a wink, and they injected me with hydroxychloroquine.
No way, you got the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I say I went to, you know, get my injections. You get it on Gumtree and, mate, they'll do whatever you need. I've got a Nokia 3210, so I've got no access to 5G because I don't need that disease in my body.
Fair enough.
And I, whenever I go to the footy, so I went to the Carlton Geelong game, which is a tier one exposure site last Saturday night, and I said, I don't need to worry about that. I've been putting bleach on my pie. So I'm a healthy boy. You can shove your little tier one up your fucking pooper.
Sure. And I mean, I think the tier one people were told to isolate it and get a test. So you obviously clearly did nothing like that as well.
No, absolutely not. I was down there on Thursday night with my fellow sovereign citizens protesting the lockdown at Flinders Street Station, as is our right as citizens of Australia.
Sure, sure. Do you want to recite the Human Rights Charter of 1948?
I don't need to, mate. People know what it is.
Hello, welcome to the Junk Time AFL podcast for round 2020.
21, yep. Yeah, come on, get to it.
21, we're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios.
Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. I know where we're coming from.
John Mees, Adam Rosemarks. What are you so keen about, mate? What are you so keen about?
Oh, Michael, I'm sorry to rush you for the intro there, but I thought that there was no reason for us to dilly-dally. Let us talk about possibly the greatest moment that this podcast has ever witnessed as Hawthorn have fallen apart right before our very eyes, and Junk Timers, as if we thought them plummeting to the bottom of the ladder couldn't get any better, they announced a succession plan which lasted approximately 2.5 weeks. Now, this is as... Oh, fuck. I'm just delirious with excitement,
Michael.
Where do you
begin? Like, yeah, where do you begin?
Oh, where do you begin? Firstly, can I just say, for me, Jeff Kennett for life. Like, don't... I know he said I'm going to stay an extra 3 years to get him through these troubled times. No, Jeff. You stay for the term of your natural life from here, son. We need you. The rest of the AFL, we want you around. We've seen what you're capable of, and we want more of it, Jeff.
And joining me is a man who is about to announce his retirement from the Junk Time AFL podcast. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
Oh, g'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers. Or should I say goodbye, Michael? Goodbye, Junk Timers. It's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. Sayonara, motherfuckers. And I don't need you people anymore because, get a load of this, Jason Ackermanis has just announced his own cryptocurrency and Rosie is fucking all aboard the Acker train. I don't need you idiots anymore. I'm going to be so fucking rich that people don't even... Mate, seriously, this week, as soon as Acker announced it, right? So it's called ZooCoin. So yep. Zed... You know, fuck, I shouldn't even be announcing it. But it doesn't matter. I've bought up all the stock, so there's nothing left to buy. ZU coin, right? And Acker has released it this week. And as soon as I heard, I dipped into my super. So there is nothing left of my super. It's bare. Like, if this goes bust, I basically have to work until I'm 125, right?
Yep.
I've moved out of my apartment. I'm back in with mum and dad. It's going to be tough, but it's fucking worth it, right? Because this is going to go good. I don't have a car anymore, which is really annoying because mum and dad live in the burbs. So it's going to be annoying to get around and to get to gigs. But I'm happy to ask other people. When I'm driving a fucking Lamborghini for mum and dad's, it doesn't matter.
I mean, just looking at you through FaceTime here, you seem to be missing quite a few teeth.
I don't need them.
Concerned?
I've sold a kidney. Like, I am all in.
And joining me is a man who, well, he's got a bunch of beer bottles lying around. He's got a lot of white powder. He's wearing a costume. Have you started your Mad Monday, Adam Rosenbarks?
No.
Joining me is a man who has been fired as North Melbourne's fitness coach. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers. Yes, not many people know I had a little bit of a side hustle going on where I was the fitness coach down at the Kangaroos. I like to spread myself around, Michael. I'm a man of many, many talents. And you know, I love my fitness. And the hard thing is in the off-season is keeping the players fit and not having them come back to pre-season overweight. Mm-hmm. And so I was very much worried about Jaden Stevenson because, you know, he said to me, Rosie, how can I keep fit? And I said, dude, what you got to do is you got to get on the mountain bike and get biking. And as he rightly pointed out, he said, mate, we're in lockdown. I can't go more than 5 kilometres from my house.
Very wise, man.
I said, well, the best thing to do is what you do is on a Friday night is you're at home. You've had a couple of froths, right? And he said, should I be riding my bike when I've had a couple of froths? I said, mate, it's better for your balance. It's better for your core.
You got to preload. You got to preload before you get on the bike.
Get on the seltzers. Get on what you need, the fizzes. Get on whatever you need to have to get yourself fully loaded because as you know, you're trying to balance yourself, your core's just getting stronger and stronger.
Yep.
And so I said to Jaden,
and also, let's not forget, coming back from the bottle shop with a slab on both shoulders, like that's right. A good workout.
That's a good core workout. I would recommend that to anyone listening. It is to do that. And a positive, you're not driving. So it's okay. You're allowed to do it. So I said to Jaden, jump on the bike and you've got yourself your back deck. Get on the back deck. And all I need from you, and this will just tick off, you'll be as fit as when you come back. All I need is an endo into a tabletop, into a toboggan, into an Indian air, into a bunny hop bar spin, into a spine transfer, and finish with a 180 foot jam to fakie. And he's fucked that up.
And joining me is a man who has been fired as Nadia Bartel's social media manager. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
Oh, God. I'm embarrassed, Michael.
Another job lost.
Mate, you know, I bounce back. I think I'm back on my feet. And it's been tough. Like, as you would know, we're in lockdown and the football industry has suffered, right? So I obviously work for Nadia and have done for a long time. We're very close. We go to a lot of things together. And we were saddened, Michael, our group, our friendship group was saddened by the fact there was no Brownlow again, you know, for the second year running.
Fair enough.
There's, there's no birdcage that we're going to get dressed up for again. And it was just downer after downer after downer. And I said to Nadia, you know what we need to offset these downers is a couple of grams of uppers. That's what that's what we need, Nadia. And she said, but Rosie, you can't come over, mate. It's locked down. I said, don't worry about it. Who's going to know, right? And so we went over and we were having a little bit of fun. And I said, I've got to send this to the other girls in the group. And this is where I made the mistake. So, and it's a common mistake that I went to send it on WhatsApp and I put it on Instagram. They're very close together, those. You can confuse them quite
you
often.
And so, those apps.
Yeah. And so the rest is history.
So you sacked again, mate. How much were you getting paid for that? Because that would be a pretty busy job, I imagine, for a Nadia Bartel.
It was very busy, but a lot of what I get paid in was on that plate that you saw.
And joining me is a man who is furious at the critics of the Geelong Football Club. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day, Michael. G'day, Junk Timers. I am ropeable. People came for the Geelong football team, a team of sustained brilliance over a decade, Michael. They have now lost, what, five out of ten of the last 10 prelims. You know, they've done a really good job to get back up to the top and then embarrass themselves on the big stage. And people came for them after Friday night. And I say no. How dare you? Now, the reason that I don't like the critics having a crack at Geelong is it came out that many of the Geelong players fell ill before the game. Now, Geelong, they don't want to use that as an excuse. They've come out and said that. But I say, I believe it is because the virus they got is one of those ones that runs rampant through a club. And you've got to be really careful. This particular virus, it caused players to fumble. It made them miss targets. You know what? It made them look slow, Michael. Yeah. That's the kind of virus it taught them. It was one of those viruses that made people give away stupid 50-metre penalties by trying to prove they were heroes and pushing over Ed Langdon. That's what that kind of virus does, and it hurts teams. I know because Carlton's had it for decades, and I've seen the effect that it can have. Gary Rowan, he had 15 different types of that virus. He was so sick, the poor fella. He couldn't even go. Like, it made him, if he went near the ball, he would have just, like, been in anaphylactic shock. And that's why they were like, we need you out there, Gary, but you can't go near the ball, mate. You're going to die.
And also, before we go, can I bring up what an amazing 2 days of wrestling we've had, Adam?
Thanks for having us, Junk Timers. It's going to be a great final series, and I'll catch you next week. Go, Clarko.
We had SummerSlam today. That was absolutely pretty special. And then yesterday, we had CM Punk come back. He was in AEW, okay? So AEW is like almost like a... It's a big company, but it's like not very old, like 2 years. And so CM Punk hadn't wrestled for about 7 years. He went into MMA, but he was very unhappy about the wrestling industry. And he came out. He got the biggest pop I've ever heard in my entire life, right? Like, the crowd went absolutely fucking mental. And then today, we had SummerSlam, okay? Becky Lynch came back. The man, she came back. And I didn't like the booking that she came out and she beat Bianca Belair in like 5 seconds. And it was like, they didn't have to give her the title straight away. Like, she could have just kind of, you know, maybe gotten into a feud with Bianca Belair. And because Carmella had to face Bianca Belair, and she was never going to win the title, but like there's talk about Sasha Banks maybe having some COVID issues and that she might have been anti-vaxxer as well, so we can, you know, don't want to talk about that. But then John Cena and Roman Reigns were up against each other because John Cena was going for his record 17th title. Ric Flair and him have 16 titles in WCW, WWE. And so Roman Reigns, like, he said he'd leave the company if he lost to John Cena, who's obviously a big star. And I was thinking, like, gee, maybe they'll put it on him for a month, put the belt on him for a month. And then at the end, like, after we had CM Punk come back, Becky Lynch come back, at the end, Roman Reigns beats John Cena. And then fucking Brock Lesnar walks out at the very end. Now, and so obviously he'll go straight into a feud with Roman Reigns. I don't think they've fought before. Oh, no, they have. They have. They fought at WrestleMania a few years ago. And actually, it was a bit of a dud match because they were trying to get Roman over, okay? And it's worked much better for him now when he turned heel. And so he's been champion for about a year now. And so it's quite a fascinating time, like where they're going to take Becky. I don't think they needed to put the belt on her. Like, it was really insane. It's like 50,000 people at the stadium where the Las Vegas Raiders play. So, like, you know, it's a big crowd, big crowd. But some of the pops when they came out was fucking amazing. Anyway, Yeah, I just got to look around the dirt sheets and see what, and read the shoot interviews just to kind of see what, you know, the real story is. But yeah, I mean, I love Becky and I loved her coming back. Actually, I'd forgotten Becky was out because she, last year, she, it was WrestleMania, then about a month later, she announced she was pregnant. And so obviously they say, you know, probably getting hit with a steel chair is not great for pregnant women. I remember my sister, when she had her first child, the doctor said to her, she was like, you know, did check up and stuff like that. And she was like, I just want to be very clear, make sure you never get hit in the head with a title belt, because that's the worst thing that can happen to a pregnant woman. So yeah, I mean, I wish them much happiness. Edge and Seth Rollins was very entertaining as well, but I mean, Cena's obviously not going to be there for, you know, months and months, so you probably maybe put the title on him for like a day, you know, give him that 17th, because he's carried the company for so long. But you can't kind of have him in the, you can't have him, he's not going to be there for, you know, half a year. He's going to be there for like 2 months, and then he's going to, sorry, you got to,
hey, are you single?
Go Hawks!
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.